This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant David Rankin. At Fort Meade, the Army National Guard's first cyber protection team received its new shoulder sleeve insignia during a ceremony conducted by U.S. Army Cyber Command 2nd Army. The teams will conduct defensive cyberspace operations, readiness inspections, and vulnerability assessments, as well as a variety of other cyber roles and missions. The Army plans to build 10 additional Army National Guard cyber protection teams in the future. You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. In 2013, Starbucks Coffee Company made a commitment to hire 10,000 veterans over the next 5 years. To make this goal a reality, 93 Starbucks district managers and regional directors from across the United States visited I-Corps and Joint Base Lewis-McChord in an effort to gain a better understanding of the unique skills service members possess. According to the group president of Starbucks, Cliff Burrows, it's a win-win for soldiers leaving the service and the company looking to hire dependable and trained people.
But what's most special is to see and hear the skills of the men and women in the service and to see how they could be applied to civilian life, to the world of Starbucks, and we're seeing great communication skills, great teamworking, and incredible pride in what they do. And one of the things that's really amazed me is everyone that's led an exercise knows the value of the equipment, and they're taking that responsibility very seriously. It's been a great day.
An Army Ranger recovering from neck surgery rescued two people out of the swirling surf of a Florida beach. Staff Sergeant Nicholas Clark is an instructor with the 6th Ranger Training Battalion. Staff Sergeant Clark, who's been to Iraq and Afghanistan, says he saw something happen, saw a serious problem, and the first thing he thought of was the instinct to run toward the fight. He says it's what he's trained for. That's your Soldiers Radio News.